like a Shaolin temple. But now I'm off the hills of a solar full of that ripple. I'm watching the dangle like a past participle. Mix my ripple with mo for sham pipple. Taking spring water hits, that's a mid pine thistle. That good, good green, that'll wet your whistle. Hey, smoke out food, don't be pulling your pistol. And get your girl hit with my master struck missile. See, chewing out the frame like a brand new pistol. Struck a jawbone down to a marrow and gristle. Full face of blow bubbles and rub it on your pimples. She left the hotel smelling like a sack of hot crystals. And pistol smoke, it went for broke. Then I put it in her throat and she burped the choke. Should've told you how chunky it was. Go and get your girlfriend so she can help you out. Scream it out now. It ain't easy, man. Claim fame. My old God put me in the game. I'll be a man amongst boys forever. Living life like a grown man.
So let's start off with a in memoriam to Robin Williams, since we're already talking about death.
Yeah. Well, I actually watched Jumanji last night.
Draw 5 or 8. Bring his ass back,
man. You got to roll that 5 or 8. So.
That's definitely sad. I think more than anybody, we've had different celebrities come and go, and people are kind of, you're upset about it, but I don't think anyone was more upset. It was just kind of like something was empty.
Yeah.
He left, and he hit everybody. And he was just, dude was just on another level when it came to funny.
Yeah, and everybody had their Robin Williams movie, too.
Yeah. Oh, God,
and when the news came out, they was like, Robin Williams died. My first reaction was, are you lying? And then I was like, where you saw that? Anyway, we saw it on Facebook. Like, now I know you lying. So I went, and when I typed in his name, and then I seen it on, ABC News, and everything else started popping up. I was like, oh, shit. And my first Robin Williams was, not my first, but my most memorable one was Hook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that Hook was my shit. Bangarang.
Bangarang. I had to put it on my Netflix favorite.
And Rufio.
Rufio, Rufio, Rufi. Really?
That's you, Sasha.
Y'all supposed to say the O.
Oh, so we cheerleaders.
Yeah, you did. If I'm a sensitive ass, you know what?
See,
we're not talking about me. We're not talking about me.
That's what we're talking about.
We're not talking about me. We're
going to charge that one to the game.
Yeah, one of my favorites was, because they were talking about putting a number 2 to this, was Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That, like, when he first did it, there's so many times where you kind of wonder in his movie, especially when a comedy is like, do they just let the camera roll and just say, fuck the script. We just grab the magic, man.
You just have to imagine. He does a lot of ad-libbing. A lot of ad-libbing.
Yeah, especially when he hit James Bond in the back of the head with that piece of
paper. Did you not tip the weights? I mean, that whole movie was, that was great. I mean, you sat there and I was sitting there thinking, okay, he's going to be dressed as an old, old Scottish English lady. And I was like, I don't know how funny this is going to be. And it was hysterical. Absolutely hysterical.
The thing to me in that movie is, I believe that was Robin Williams. Just despite his male character and his female character, that was him. I don't know that there was a script.
Yeah.
They just put a story out. Hey, we're going to do a story about a struggling divorced father trying and his wife against his ex-wife who's going for full custody of the kids. And enter James Bond as the new boyfriend. Go.
Everybody else had a script.
He just played right off of it. You know what? Okay, I'm going to go with 2. Because one of the obscure is the Death to Smoochie. That was hilarious. Rainbow Randall.
That freaked me out. Death to Smoochie. That freaked me the hell out.
Everybody was thinking it back then because you were like, man, I hate this because Barney was so popular. Everybody hate that fucking purple dinosaur. But when that came out, that's why I was, I'm going to go see this movie. I have to see why. Yes, I have to see this. This is just my dream enacted on film.
Got some creepy dreams.
He always try to set shit on fire, too.
This is also, yeah, I'm not legally required. Yeah. So anyway, that was one of them. And then the second one, I think, was the one Insomnia. With him and Al Pacino.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah. He played, it was like his first, I mean, really, his portrayal as a writer who killed, as a villain, was just superb. Wasn't
he in the Photoshop, too?
One hour photo. That was crazy as hell. That was really creepy.
The first serious one that I saw with him was Dead Poets Society. Yeah. And I was like, that made me want to watch it. And Good Will Hunting already came out. It was already popular. And I didn't catch the wave when it came out. But I saw Dead Poets Society. And I was like, I want to see Good Will Hunting. I saw that. And I was like, holy shit. That's... And I... Like, two things. One, I was like, that's amazing acting. And two, how much willpower did it take for him to stay in one character? I was like... Because you go on a tangent, in a snap. I'm like, all right, how much did it take for him to do that? And he was great. And it showed, there was a lot of, you could see a lot of compassion in those, in almost all of his movies for other people. Yeah. I mean, like Mrs. Doubtfire, like I truly believe that he really loved those kids. Like, I mean, wasn't acting. That was like genuine, like.
To me, it seemed like those were his kids to him.
Yes.
So it was easy for him.
I mean, and just like with Hooding, too. I mean, you straight up believe he was, like, forgotten he was Peter Pan. I mean, nothing else you could do.
Yeah, because as a kid, you think, you can fly. And then you move on to life, like, how do you forget that your previous life, you was the leader of this band of boys running around, flying through this forest, fighting pirates? How do you forget that?
That just sounds dirty the way
it is. All I can say is,
you're
the leader of this band of boys fighting pirates.
All I can say is, hey. Well, if you want to forget about it, all I can say is, pussy does some things to you. It makes you forget. I used to run around with boys and I get pussied out. Yeah, I'd forget too.
But Hook was one of my favorites, and that's how I originally was introduced to Robin Williams, and that's probably why 1 hour photo and Insomnia creeped me the hell out. And Death to Smoochie. But shoot, one thing that a lot of people didn't know was that he was a big fan of Zelda, Legend of Zelda.
Great segue.
Yeah, there was actually a petition online to have one of the characters in the upcoming Legend of Zelda game be one of the characters named Robin, after Robin Williams, because he was a huge Zelda fan, so much that he named his daughter after Legend of Zelda.
Yeah. I have no idea.
And yeah, there was a petition online about naming one of the characters after.
Speaking of that, if you guys haven't seen it yet, go watch the commercial where he and his daughter, you can go find it on YouTube, he and his daughter are playing one of the Legend of Zeldas on 3DS. Ocarina of Time. Mm-hmm. And just watch that. And if you don't sit there and you start smiling and you almost start to well up because you know he's not there, and you just see how much genuine fun he's having with his girl, with his baby girl, you're just like, damn. And they talk about the same thing. They were like, yeah, I was sitting there cutting the grass. I spent like 15 hours just cutting grass in the game, and it was great, you know? And, oh, man, that was great. Other games that he also played, one of my personal favorites that I just can't believe I'm going to say this. I can't believe it's been this long. Logged in 10 years coming up this December. December 9th. 10 years I've been playing World of Warcraft.
Holy. What the hell have you been doing with your life?
That's a career.
That is a career. Listen.
Do you remember it to the T?
No, I remember
it's like an anniversary. They get some wine.
Gonna take y'all out to the movies.
All right, baby, me and you tonight.
All right, some Isaac Hayes. Not one of us below. Love gravy.
Damn, 10 years.
Yeah, about going to be 10 years. Now, I remember exactly when I picked it up because that's when I started paying for a game. It's the first time I ever paid for a game. So I knew every time that bill cycle came when I had to pay it. So I was like, all right, the ninth.
That doesn't mean he was bootlegging. Mm-mm. By the way.
Not at all. No, just, that was legit.
I thought he was just stealing shit from the store. That's what I would. That's what I was
they
doing.
Listen, not everyone's. But in that game, they actually do have a model that kind of looks like a genie. One of their NPCs that they made. And the best part is when he did pass, a petition came out. I mean, no less than 24 hours. And they said, let's make him a character. And even in that same time frame, I think about like day two, a person from Blizzard said, we're on. There was no question. There was no anything. And so now there's scripts that are coming out saying now they've got the character's name is called Robin the Entertainer. Mm-hmm. And from what I remember, or from what I know and what I've seen, is that Blizzard's a classy company. And they usually do, when they do memorials and stuff, and they've done it before for other kids from Make-A-Wish Foundation, they do it right. They take out all the bells and whistles. They make sure they pay a good homage to people.
And word on the rumor mill is that that may not be the only character that's on there in World of Warcraft that's donated for a tribute to Robin Williams. Because, of course, the Robin the Entertainer, the genie, of course, goes back to his Aladdin days. So, but that I saw that as well. But there were other games that he also played, too, besides World of Warcraft and Zelda. He did a little bit of Call of Duty.
Uh-oh. Hell yeah.
Could you imagine playing Call of Duty and Robin Williams just killed you?
No.
You've just been killed. You've just been sniped by Nano Nano.
Well, I would not.
Could you imagine having your headset on and hearing him talking to you?
I don't think I'd be able to play.
I couldn't play.
I couldn't shoot. He'd be like, boop, got you, boop, got you, boop. I'd be like, damn it, Robin. Shut up. Crying everywhere.
Am I here by myself? Am I the only guy playing?
Yes. Because we're all laying down at the spawn point.
I wouldn't even play. I'd join the game just to listen.
Yep, just to listen.
I see somebody's hiding.
He also played Portal, which I haven't had a chance to play.
Was that that teleport game?
Oh, yeah.
I think, yeah.
Wizardry. I'm not familiar with that one either.
No.
Battle Stations, Pacific, Half-Life.
Yeah.
Half-Life, Ryan Brodeur, yeah.
Half-Life's huge.
And Day of Defeat.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he was a pretty avid gamer, so. Went out to Robin Williams.
Okay. Pull some out for the dead homie.
You'll be missed, Robin.
At some point, we as a civilization need to start cherishing these people while they're alive.
Yeah.
Instead of after they're gone.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to see the roses when you're gone. But yeah. Everybody loved him. And for it to be depression. The happiest person I've ever seen was Robin Williams. In anything, I mean.
Everything.
And they say, well, from what I hear, the hardest person to spot depression in is comedians. Because they always have a joke. They always hide it so well behind their laughter and stuff like that. So, and from what I understand, it was something that he'd been struggling with for a long, long time. I think, matter of fact, he had just got out of rehab. He had been out for 18 months for depression. And it was real, just blindsided you. Now, it's something you would never think would happen to that person. Right there.
Yeah, when I saw that he passed, I thought it was his addictions. I thought, he got back on the coke, back on the alcohol.
Yeah.
And I was like, please don't let this be it. You know, please don't let that happen. And when they said depression, I was just started shaking my head, but also it made me think about other comedians that have, you know, you thought or you said to yourself, man, they got the world. What are you thinking? Dave Chappelle is one. Mm-hmm. Where it just disappeared.
He could have just easily ended up the same way.
Oh, yeah. And so there's a lot of things that you see and you kind of think about it. And I'm not, like, trying to say every comedian is like this. But usually someone who's a comedian or someone in your family who is, when they talk about it, they're usually the one trying to be the scapegoat. And the coping mechanism is to make someone laugh. It's kind of diverting the attention.
Yeah.
But it really made... I hope it makes people take another look at people with depression. And if you got it, you know, a little public service announcement right here. Don't ever be afraid to try to find professional help, man. This world is rough. Very rough. So there's no shame in getting help.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
I mean, there's been a couple times where it's like, you know, I've been hit by bad news after bad news after bad news, and I'm usually one of the happiest, cheeriest people, and it hits like a truck, and I don't want to do anything. I don't want to get out of my room. I just don't feel like talking to nobody, and it can affect you really bad.
Yeah, it can. It sneak up on you too.
And a lot of things for other people. You know, it's easy to say, hey man, I'll be there for you if you ever need anything, but to really do it.
Yeah.
That's one thing a lot of people say. I mean, if you ever need anything, you just let me know.
Well, that's like the people that say, hey, how you doing? They really don't want to know.
They really don't want to, exactly.
And that's why people just say, oh, I'm good, and just keep it moving. But when you have some close friends and family like we are in this room and our other counterparts that aren't here right now, if we're calling, he say, how you doing? He want to know. And I know it's the same way from y'all. If any of y'all call me and, like, you know, I'm like, hey, how y'all doing? I expect to hear, oh, today was fucked up. Okay, what we need to do?
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And that's...
Some of them, they call and say, hey, you all right? Everything all right? Yeah, today I had to choke a bitch. Well, shit, well, you can hide at my house. The police stop looking for you.
You know that I can't ever use that. That's usually my first response. I choke the bitch today. Yeah, it's usually.
But yeah, when you choke your bitches 3-4 times a week, I mean, damn. Damn. Like, weren't you just over here? The first stop on the police list is my house looking for you. They're like, well, yeah, dog. No, officer, he's not here this week.
They don't even look for you at your house.
Nah.
My favorite text that I get is another joke in the mini when we were driving down to MegaCon is get the Sprite. When I see a text from Master Jushin saying, get the Sprite, I said, oh, shit. What happened? Who we got to kill? I got a 12-pack. Let's do this. I got hockey masks and cans of Sprite. We got this.
We make it happen.
We can make this happen.
You got to keep laughing in your life. Because it's... Yeah. You're here for possibly 70 years.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
You're dead for eternity.